SBS live streams and podcasts are supported by advertising.
For the ones who get it done, the most important part is the one you need now. And the best partner is the one who can deliver. That's why millions of maintenance and repair pros trust Grainger, because we have professional-grade supplies for every industry, even hard-to-find products. And we have same-day pickup and next-day delivery on most orders. But most importantly, we have an unwavering commitment to help keep you up and running. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
In this bulletin, Cyclone Alfred's delay to prolong torrential rain, new racism register report highlights stereotypes confronting First Nations peoples, and in sport, Liverpool strike a lucky late goal to win the first leg of Champions League clash. I'm Katrina Stewart with all this evening's latest headlines from the SBS newsroom. Weather experts say tropical cyclone Alfred's delayed and unpredictable approach is set to ensure torrential rain lashes the coast of Queensland and New South Wales for even longer. The latest forecast predicts Alfred will hit between the Sunshine Coast and Gold Coast late Friday or early Saturday, almost 24 hours later than initially predicted, before moving downward to New South Wales. The State Emergency Service has issued 24 prepare-to-evacuate orders in New South Wales' northern rivers, including towns such as Ballina, previously devastated by record-breaking floods 3 years ago. Premier Chris Minns has asked flood-weary residents to prepare for the worst and hope for the best, with 20,000 people at risk of flooding in the worst-case scenario.
Alfred is behaving at the moment like a completely unwanted house guest. It's told us that it's going to be late, but linger even longer. And unfortunately, that means the window for destruction in our community, heavy rains, winds, powerful surf, is longer than we would have otherwise liked. As a result of that, we're going to need the local community. We're going to be leaning on the local community, this resilient, tough, defiant community in the Northern Rivers, to do their bit. It's very important that you prepare your house, keep your documents together, download the Hazards Near Me app, never ever drive through floodwaters.
Racist attitudes and stereotyping are the predominant forms of racism experienced by First Nations peoples in Australia, according to the latest Call It Out report. The Jumbunna Institute for Education and Research's National Online Register records racism and discrimination experienced by First Nations peoples, including direct reports by Indigenous peoples, as well as witnesses to incidents. The October 2023 voice referendum was cited in one-fifth of all reports of racism, with two-thirds of those reports made by witnesses of racism, and predominantly involved negative attitudes or stereotyping and hate speech. Uncle Dale Rusker has been at the forefront of grassroots activism for Aboriginal rights since the 1970s and says Australia's colonisation is built upon a systemic racism that positions whiteness as superior to blackness.
But I see this country and how it administers, it ensures the maintenance of white supremacy and black disadvantage. And if that wasn't the case, I'd put the question out to all Australians that have established rights and interests in this country as a part of the colony, as to whether they recognise that the land they occupy is stolen land.
Victoria's much-anticipated bail review has been fast-tracked as crime statistics show home invasions where the occupants are present or offender is armed have doubled in the state over the past decade. Victorian Premier Jacinta Allen tasked Attorney General Sonia Kilkenny and Police Minister Anthony Carbine with reviewing criminal justice settings, including bail, in early February. The Attorney General now says the review's release is imminent. In the 12 months to September 2015, there were more than 2,500 private dwelling home invasions, compared to more than 6,300 in the year to September 2024. It comes as a 15-year-old who allegedly stole a Mercedes in a Brighton home invasion last month and led police on a chase at speeds up to 240 kilometres per hour was bailed despite a magistrate noting the community was totally over the behaviour. Premier Allen says her government is keen to bring laws into alignment with what the community have been calling for.
What is clear to me is that our current settings need to be changed and also don't align with community expectations. And that is the work that the Attorney-General and the Police Minister are undertaking right now. What I'm focused on is making the changes to the law that support the work that Victoria Police are undertaking 24 hours a day, 7 days a week.
And in football, Arna Slot's Liverpool are breathing a sigh of relief after surviving an onslaught of shots by Paris Saint-Germain, only to find a lucky late goal to win the first leg of their Champions League clash 1-0. It took a career-best display from Slot's keeper Alison Becker to defuse PSG's 27 shots as the Parisians dominated with 65% of possessions. And in just the first shot on target for Liverpool, substitute Harvey Elliott managed to win it for the Premier League leaders with a late goal in the 87th minute. Arna Slot says his team was lucky to get out of the match with a win.
Yeah, I think when we would have had a draw over here, we would have been already the lucky one. That is clear for everyone. I think they were the much better team today, especially in the first half. They had a lot of open chances, well, three or four big chances. In the second half, they were still the better team, still had a lot of shots on target.
Liverpool will face PSG again at Anfield next Wednesday, hoping to secure a place in the Champions League quarter-finals against either Aston Villa or Club Brugge. And that's all the latest headlines from the SBS Newsroom. I'm Katrina Stirrett.
Why do people want to be at work? To feel heard, appreciated, part of something, and to know there's a career path for everyone. Inclusive workplaces are linked to increased innovation, productivity, and employee satisfaction. Make your organisation a place where people want to be. For inclusion and diversity training, visit inclusion-program.com.au.